Well, good morning, and thank you for joining us today on the podcast as we continue looking at the subject, Are You Prepared for the Final Battle? And we're talking about the final battle that's described in Revelation chapter 20 at the time when Satan is loosed and is permitted to go out and to deceive the nations and lead them into conflict, the final conflict against the people of God. We've examined evidence that would point or indicate to the fact that this event may be in progress as we speak. You have to go back and listen to the podcasts, or you can go to Mount Pisgah's YouTube page, and you can look and listen to the message itself when I shared it over a period of several Sundays here at Mount Pisgah. Or the Mount Pisgah website, www.mountpisgahchurch.org, and you can find it there as well. How do we prepare for what's coming? How do we get ready? What kind of physical or spiritual preparations can we make? You know, when it comes to prophecy and the things concerning the end times, there's something out there called like the Texas sharpshooter fallacy. And in this analogy, you know, this is, a sharpshooter fires arrows at the side of a barn, and then he walks over and paints bullseye targets around wherever the arrows have landed, and it makes it appear as though each shot was a perfect hit. Well, when it comes to prophecy and end times, the Texas sharpshooter fallacy could be seen as taking current events and then finding biblical verses that appear to predict these events, making it look like a perfect match. However, just like the sharpshooter wasn't actually aiming at any predetermined target, these prophetic interpretations most of the time aren't based on a responsible reading of the text of Scripture, and they're manipulated to fit current events. And that is a dangerous thing. You don't want to do that. And that can be misleading, and it may not reflect the actual intent or meaning of the original text. Now, one of the things that I talked about when we started this particular study, I hold to a position that much of Revelation was dealing with the events in the first century that had to do with the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem and the shift, the move into the experiencing of the new covenant in a unique way. But particularly the temple, the system, the ceremony, the priesthood, all of that was done away with. It had served its purpose. And I believe that much of Revelation has to do with the events surrounding Titus, the Roman legions, coming and sacking Jerusalem in 70 AD, but not all of it. And I think that we see that in Revelation 20, and this is where we're looking after verse 6, when you get to verse 7, beyond that, on into chapter 21 and 22, that is still yet future. And I think that's kind of an obvious place, an obvious position to look at. But nonetheless, you know, we can get hyper-focused on the wrong things like signs, and we can promote fear, we can promote craziness rather than trust in Jesus. And folks, I'm going to tell you, you can talk about being prepared. You can talk about, you know, being a prepper. You can physically prepare. And there's nothing wrong with having food, water, you know, things that you might need in a time where you're not able to get access to a lot of these things. Nothing wrong with preparing like that. But your trust, your confidence cannot be in your preparation. Your trust and your confidence has to be in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't forget that the gospel is good news, and it gives hope to everybody as well as hope for all people. And it's not wrong to periodically be reminded of the end and what's coming. We need that. The birth pangs that are going to lead to birth and new life. That's where all of this is headed. into the unfolding of the next age, where Christ will rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We know that there are still yet, according to the Apostle Paul, ages, plural, to come, in which God is going to manifest the wonders of His grace toward us as His people. Boy, oh boy, we have no idea what all that means and what all that entails and the glory that it certainly will be. Now, one of the things that Jesus counseled concerning preparation is our attitude. You know, that one thing he warned us about is that you need to know that deception is coming, and it's going to be powerful, as I spoke of yesterday. It's supernatural events. I mean, it's going to be mind-blowing, be honest with you. I mean, literally, it is going to be mind-blowing. This is going to be a Hollywood movie production. This is going to be power encounters between the dark and the light, between the kingdom of God and the puny little minion kingdom of the evil one that is done for, because Christ holds the keys. Christ is the king. But God's going to permit him to put on his little fireworks show at the end and then quash it, deal with it once and for all. But Jesus did say that we as his people are to be on guard, not to be deceived or led astray. His counsel in Matthew 24, 4 and 5, Jesus said, "Be careful that no one leads you astray. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Messiah,' and will lead many astray." Now we know there were a plethora of false messiahs between the resurrection of Jesus and the destruction of the temple in 70 AD. And a ton of them came through. Deceivers, liars. We also know that this has been this way throughout history. And so we need to be on guard, though. He says, he's talking to us disciples, make sure that no one leads you astray or deceives you. The enemy's a liar, and he will work to deceive us and craftily work to set traps for us by means of deception in order to draw us away from our Messiah, from the Lord Jesus. So we need to be on guard for deception and understand that our trust, our confidence, our beliefs cannot be based on what we see, what's happening visibly in front of us. Because if there are miraculous things, supernatural things happening in front of us, if we allow our eyes to dictate our decisions, we may fall prey to the deception and the lies. We have to stand firmly on the truth of Scripture, what God has said, what God says to us in His Word, the truth about who He is, who Christ is, and the warnings that He's given us. We hold fast to the counsel of Christ, and we don't yield to the flesh, and we don't yield to the deception that will be fostered upon us in those last days. So the first piece of advice that Jesus gives us, and we'll see he's got some more counsel for us as we move through this week, is don't be deceived or led astray. And the surest way for you and me to be able to be discerning is to be grounded deeply in the Word of God and our personal intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Grounded in Him and our relationship, knowing the truth, so that when the counterfeit comes, it will be plain as day to you and I, because we're so familiar with the truth. The only way we will be able to combat the lie is with the truth. All right, so we'll pause there, jump back in tomorrow, Lord willing. We pray that the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ will be your strength today, and may you be blessed. Thanks again for joining us.